About the future of the Jewish people. 2000 National Jewish Population Study indicated that a significant number of all Jews are now marrying non-Jews. Is that of concern? Is there anything that is done to reverse this trend? Or is that a, I don't know if the word is threat, but is that of concern?
It's a huge concern to me. And so one of the things that the logo of the foundation is the carob tree and the story of Honi and my parents planted for me, so I plant. And the motto is to create the joy of Jewish living, giving, and learning. So one of the things that we're really focused on is working with, let's say, the 14 to 35-year-old to try to engage them and want to be Jewish. And one of my major grants, well, there's two major grants, BBYO, which is B'nai B'rith Youth Organization, young people in high school, to get involved in all different kinds of programs to learn about Judaism, Israel, the Holocaust. My granddaughter Abby went on March for the Living last year, which goes back to Poland and all the camps, and then goes to Israel to celebrate Israel Independence and Memorial Day. And then Birthright. I'm very involved in Birthright, which is the 10-day free trip to Israel for somebody who has just one Jewish grandparent. I'm, again, going back to being very inclusive. I think that everybody has to create what resonates with them in the way of religion and spirituality. But I'm trying to very much encourage young people who are of the Jewish faith or who want to convert to really care about being Jewish.
What is the lasting impression you would want the public to have of the Schusterman Foundation?
Well, first of all, I'm very lucky and very blessed that I have probably 27 people that work at the foundation that really care and take a great deal of time and effort and energy to give back to their various communities and the various projects that we're involved in. So that's vitally important to me. And I look at all the young people whose lives we've touched, or one of the things that we do, because I'm a huge romantic person, is we serve lunch at the Day Center for the Homeless on Valentine's Day, because I think that those people sometimes don't know that there are other people out there who care about them. So I think that I just would like people to know that we are a foundation who's there, that we care, we are growing, we're learning, and that we are behind you to help.
Is there anything you would like to say we haven't talked about?
I don't think so. As I said, I'm very humbled to be included. When I look at this group and I look at someone like Wilma Mankiller of blessed memory and everything that she has accomplished, I feel very honored to be in this group. The one thing about me, when I talk to young people, I look at them as my children, and I feel very blessed to be able to be out there. And the one thing I hope to accomplish is to get other people, when I'm not here, to want to be me.
And that's great. So when you get up in the morning, is your mind constantly going about the foundation, and you've got so many irons in the fire and all that? Is that driving you every single day when you get up?
Yes, it is. But it's really funny, you know, people jokingly talk about the Lucky Sperm Club. They use that loosely sometimes or crudely as an example. But every morning when I get up, I really do. I mean, first of all, I look at Charlie and I look at the two of us taking a gamble. And I am very much aware of how lucky, how blessed I am, how much I miss Charlie. But also, I do look at it. Benjamin Franklin used to wake up every morning and he would say, "What good can I do in the world today?" Then when he went to bed at night, he would say, "Did I do it?" I really do try each day, and maybe it's part of what sustains me, because I am, to some extent, alone like I was when I started in grade school, and maybe it has served me well. But I do spend a lot of time with all these wonderful people that I have, thinking about what we can do, how we can improve, let's say, education in Oklahoma, what we can do to address the needs of the homeless. I do spend a great deal of time reading, learning about that, and I think that I'm just one of the luckiest people alive.
You sound like someone who almost has to have something going in your mind. You'll have that till you're 100 years old.
Well, once I was asked to do a job, and I said to them, "I don't know people in New York, I don't know people in Palm Beach, how can I do this job?" And he said to me, Well, your passion and your commitment will keep it. As I said, my nickname when I was two was Fireball. I'm definitely a type A personality, but I feel very blessed that it has served me well to be like that. And so fortunately or unfortunately, my mind doesn't stop and I am always thinking and going. Well, I don't know how to relax. I think as you get older, it is something that you really should try to learn how to do, but it's not easy, and I am working on it.
Just to get away and have fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you for this time.
It was my pleasure.
Very, very nice of you to welcome us into your home and give us this time, because your story will be inspirational, as it has been already, but now it's another avenue where it can be inspirational.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.